me how a wanderer finds community. Some trees like to be poplar and dressed in fancy fur, all spruced up and fancy, see the pictures on TV. A forest starts with a tree, laying down some roots, making history. A tree starts with a seed or a pine cone. Funny how a wanderer finds community. That's a nice song. Didn't make it to the show though. This is the worst one. This is the absolute worst song I did. This definitely did not make the cut. Tree, tree. Trees are sunshine lovers. Trees don't mind the rain. Trees love without condition. Why do people cut them down? No, that's terrible. Every tree gives shade and shelter. Every tree gives oxygen. Every tree will fall someday. Why do people cut them down? Yeah, that's horrible. Trees are sunshine lovers. Trees don't mind the rain. Trees love without condition. Why do people? I don't know. I pray for the day when trees can say, please don't take our lives away. That's horrible. That's horrible. Let's go back to this one. From tiny trees come mighty trees. From tiny seeds, come tiny seeds. Grow mighty trees. So tall and free, from seed to shine and see. From mighty trees come tiny seeds, grown like you and me. From tiny seeds to mighty trees. Well, those are the rejects for the pageant this year. That's my warm up. Act one. So join with me in our sing-along. The words are up above, and they might be familiar to you. And if, perchance, you see the symbol up here that's on your script, that means it's time for you to come on up, okay? Together we plant the seeds of inspiration. Together we grow in compassionate community. Together we bloom in service to the wider world. Together we plant, grow, bloom. One more time. Together we plant the seeds of inspiration. Together we grow in compassionate community. Together we bloom in service to the wider world. Together we plant, grow, bloom. So what symbol do we have right now?
Okay, Laura, can you go to the...
And action!
Wow, from up here you can see so much.
Careful, tiny pine cone. You can see very far, but it's quite a fall.
It's just trees. I don't see what the big deal is. We're pine cones. I'm a pine cone. I'm on top of a tree. Wow.
Breathtaking. Don't get too comfortable. We'll fall at some point.
Who locked your seeds in with resin? This pine cone is brand new.
Will I be a tree? Someday I want to be a tall tree.
We're a tree right now.
What is the rush?
Don't listen to this pine cone. Not everyone is as happy as a flower.
Flowers are fragile. We're tough. Even winter doesn't bother us.
What will happen in the winter? Does it get cold?
Does it get cold in Oregon? A few days at most. It's not bad.
Not so bad. With the rain and the wind, the birds, not so great.
What can we do? Can we go away?
It'll be fine. We're evergreen. We don't lose our cool.
Those maple trees have seeds that always try to fly away.
I want to fly away to Africa or South America.
South America? I don't think there are pine trees there.
We are trees. We grow where we are planted. We put down roots.
I don't understand. Do you want to stay here forever?
I was a dreamer like you, kid. I wanted to float down the Amazon.
I wanted to see the Great Wall of China.
Maybe someday we'll get a ride from a bird or a human.
I like your style. Anything is possible if you've got enough nerve.
Never, never, never give up.
Wow, from up here I feel...
Together we plant the seeds of inspiration. Together we grow in compassionate community. Together we bloom in service to the wider world. Together we plant, grow, bloom.
Wow, from up here you can see so much.
I can't believe you talked us into this hot air balloon ride.
Turn this thing around and take us back. I have the vapors.
You don't get it. We're in a balloon. We don't turn back.
If I see the ocean from up here, I'm going to totally hit the brakes.
Maybe this is all pretend. I wish this was just a play on a stage.
You two are silly. This is beautiful and fun. Look at the trees.
Where are the brakes, anyway? No steering wheel? I'm dizzy.
Boldness be my friend. I feel like my bucket list just got shorter.
What goes up must come down. I'm ready for coming down now.
I think it's really cool. We're floating on a breeze.
Didn't they test out the first hot air balloons with criminals?
I think it was animals first. Then the scientist insisted he was first.
How great. Like us. Anything is possible if you've got enough nerve.
Well, I heard that before, but you make a good point.
Don't talk about anything pointed. Balloons don't like sharp points.
Lighten up, said one balloonist to another.
Look at the hills and the rivers. Look at how small the people are.
Someday, I will look back on this and I will laugh. Maybe next time.
I guess you're right. I look at myself and want to improve.
I'm afraid of being on stage, but today feels different.
You were very courageous to plan this trip. I'm glad I came.
How very little can be done under the spirit of fear.
How very far you can see from a hot air balloon.
I think those trees are waving at us. I wonder if they dream of travel.
We all have our dreams. Our journeys invite us to continue.
And now, back three.
Together we plant the seeds of inspiration. Together we grow in compassionate community. Together we bloom in service to the wider world. Together we plant, grow, bloom.
Wow, from up here you can see so much. We're ants standing on a pine cone. It's not like the Eiffel Tower.
We're ants standing on a pine cone. That's high for us.
Hey guys, what are you doing up on top of that pine cone?
Come take a look. It's really cool.
I think you could see a lot further from the top of a tree.
Preparation is the key to success. We all need to start small.
Preparation is the key to success. I agree, but that tree is much taller.
What goes up must come down. We can just save time and stay here.
How very little can be done.
Yes, yes. How very little can be done under the spirit of fear. I know.
Lots of talk and not much climbing. Let's get started.
Boldness, be my friend.
Again with the boldness. You, my friend, never, never, never give up.
Courage and persistence are going to get us to the top of that tree.
But 'tis love that makes the world go round.
Too bad we're not ants with wings. I'd love to fly around the world.
Fly around the world? Like a hot air balloon. I lack the nerve.
Start with climbing this pine cone. Nerve is something you build up.
Nerve gave me the courage to climb this pine cone.
Anything's possible if you've got enough nerve, so I've heard.
By myself, challenges are nerve-wracking. Maybe if we work together.
Ants working together? What will people say?
It's easy for you adventurers. I'm not used to the heights and dangers.
I still look at myself and want to improve.
If we help each other, we will be okay.
I sure am grateful for your kind words. Let's climb this tree.
Act 4.
Together we plan the seeds of
up here, you see so much.
Three pine trees on a hill. Let's hope we're all too tall for Christmas trees.
I can see the pier. Some of those old ships still have wooden homes.
I can see town. Some of those homes are still framed with pine.
I think Habitat for Humanity is building a new house this fall.
I can see that old covered bridge across the river. That's a landmark.
I'd rather be a bridge than a boat.
I would rather be a boat than a bridge, actually.
But here what? Being a tree is just fine with me.
A boat could visit the world, see the Far East, the Mediterranean.
You make a good point. A bridge can't see the world.
A bridge is very special. We need more bridges.
We're in Portland. If we had more bridges, we wouldn't see the sky.
More bridges, more traffic, more pollution. I'd rather be a tree.
Bridges bring people together. Bridges help end division.
A boat can carry you across a river, but a bridge will carry any more.
Imagine if ambulances and school buses riled on boats, not bridges.
Build a bridge for politics. Build a bridge for religions.
Build a bridge between generations. Build a bridge to unite community.
Build a bridge with boldness, nerve, and love.
Build a bridge to success without fear or giving up.
Build a bridge for you and me, for friends, for new friends.
If we work together, anything is possible.
How much we can accomplish if we bring each other closer.
And still have a boat ride now and then?
No problem. It's a bridge. You just sail under
it. Now, act 5.
Together we plant the seeds of inspiration. Together we grow into passion and community. Together we move in service to the wild.
Here you see so much.
Birds like us really have the best transportation of the animal kingdom.
Well, there, may I share this branch with you?
Oh, Maya, I don't think my parents want me to talk to strangers.
You think I'm a stranger? I've lived in these trees all my life.
We think you're strange because you have whiskers and ears.
I did see you fly here. Tell me, are you a bird?
I'm actually a bat. The cave was too crowded, and I needed some fresh air.
We've heard stories of a Swiss bat that preys on birds. You're not...
No, I'm not. You're very well informed. Like most bats, I eat bugs.
Me too. But there's plenty of bugs we can share.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Not all birds stay around to talk.
We're not migrating today, but the seasons are changing.
Do you see in the dark with your ears?
Sorry about that. Questions are hard to hold on to.
It's all right. I can use my ears and my senses to travel at night.
I don't think I could ever do that. sound hard.
Anything is possible if you've got enough nerve.
Never, never, never give up. That's what people say.
I look at myself and I want to improve. Boldness be my friend.
Let's be friends, and I'll give you some lessons on seeing in the dark.
Preparation is the key to success.
I tried to swim once. It was terrifying. I tried to ice skate. Yikes.
How very little can be done under the spirit of fear.
I was once afraid of oceans, but I learned to love flying over the waves.
'Tis love that makes the world go round.
We may never see you again, but I want you to remember this visit.
I'll look for you again, and other birds I meet will know my kindness.
The trees seem to grow and stand together. I hope that we can also.
I like what you said about anything being possible, if we have nerve.
Really, really great. So, our next adventure up on stage is the tree decorating. So, for the decorating of the trees, I would welcome people who normally come up for Time for All Ages. This would include kids that wanted to be talking trees. So come on up, and we're going to have some music. They got a musical do. And we're going to decorate the trees. Yeah, come on up, kids. Okay, while the kids are hanging the ornaments, we're going to have a visit from a talking tree. Let's bring out the first talking tree. Is that Harrison? So, what kind of a tree are you?
I want to be a redwood.
What's special about a redwood tree?
They're one of the biggest trees in the world.
Awesome. You're going to be really tall. You're going to be taller than me. You are taller than me. Look at that. You're taller than me. Any other talking trees? What kind of a tree are you, Wyatt?
He says he wants to be a red tree.
All right. Those are popular. What would he like to say to the red tree? Brothers are awesome. I had three brothers, but I was usually the one standing in front of my brothers. Can you tell? Did you notice that Jane and her friend came up together and they split the script? That was awesome. That was a great moment. Any other talking trees over there? Thank you, Wyatt. Any other talking trees? I got a little song for the talking trees. I went to RE the other day. You can sign up to go to RE. And it's really fun. And while I was there, I wrote this song. Trees, trees. Oh, this is a slide. Trees, trees, colorful leaves, always outside. I hope they don't freeze. Trees, trees, colorful leaves, a friend to you and me. Sing it with me. Trees, trees, colorful leaves, I like when the trees don't make me sneeze. Trees, trees, colorful leaves, a friend to you and me. The words came from the kids at RE. One more time. Trees, trees, colorful leaves, apples and pears, a handful of cherries. Trees, trees, colorful leaves, a friend to you and me. Trees, trees, colorful leaves, trees give us air and help us to breathe. There you go. Trees, trees, colorful leaves, a friend to you and me. This is a little bit harder one. See if you can get it.
trees, trees, colorful trees. So big and strong, like...
What?
Yeah, Hercules, like Hercules. Trees, trees, colorful leaves. A friend to you and me. Trees, trees, colorful leaves. Jumping in piles of trees when we please. Trees, trees, colorful leaves. A friend to you and me.
Thanks to the kids that helped me write that song. Write that song. It's also a good time to bring up the bell choir. So if you're in the bell choir and you have your little script, come on up.
Eliza Folan, and I want to say at the start that I love my husband. Really, I do. Charles and I married in 1828, just 4 years ago. He's a good man, a strong abolitionist. We both are. And yes, that has made things tough. I stood by him when he lost his professorship at Harvard for his strong views. And again, when we bantered with Ralph Waldo Emerson and his transcendentalist buddies. But, oh, boy, now the honeymoon is really over. A few years back, I wrote a poem about three little kittens who lost their mittens. Maybe you've heard of it? Three little kittens lost their mittens, and they began to cry. You know the one. Well, losing your mittens is one thing. But I'm very much afraid the Reverend Charles Folan, my dear husband, has lost his mind. Guess what he did? He brought a dead pine tree into the house, and then he decorated it. They do this all over Germany, he said. So I said, well, if they all go up on the roof and jump off, are you going to do that too? He just smiled and swatted at the squirrel hiding in the boughs. Oh, sure, it smells nice, and we got written up in Godey's Ladies Magazine for having the first indoor Christmas tree in America. But guess who had to clean up after the squirrels and the insects and the mold and the needles? It's really bad enough with a Hoover. Try getting them out of the rugs with a broom. There's a big difference between evergreen and ever-shedding. Decorated trees are fine outdoors, festooned with cranberries and birdseed. Why, every tree in our yard was a winter wonderland of wildlife. But if this tree-chopping fad catches on, we might not have a forest left in this new country. Abolish slavery, that's what I say. Celebrate the dignity of every man and woman here, where all of us are supposed to have been created equal. Include trees into the interconnected web of life and give them a healthier role in the celebration. I can see decking the halls with holly and ivy. It's festive, and it doesn't cut the entire plant off at the roots, and they don't shed needles. We're a young nation, young and foolish, if we fall for this indoor tree nonsense. Next year, I'm going to write my husband a very strong poem and nip this Christmas tree idea in the bud, pun intended.
In the trees I found
Hello. I'm going to tell you about the Bodhi tree. There once was a tree. A tree, a tall tree, that had broad leaves and tiny figs. People gathered when the figs were ready to eat and enjoyed the figs and sat a while. In the shade of this fig tree, the people saw a strange thing happen. Long leaf stalks and broad leaves absorbed the breeze, and the leaves would move and flap in the breeze. But when the wind died and the air was still, the leaves continued to move continuously without any source. The shade of this tree and the movement of its leaves, even when there was no wind, gave this tree a religious reputation. But here's where the story gets interesting. This fig tree has branches that will take root. Even though the seeds are quite hardy, a branch from a tree can travel to another place, another country, across the ocean, and the same tree will have another chance to live a long and hardy life. 2,600 years ago, a single tree was so loved, so valued, that its branches were preserved when others burned down the tree itself. And a branch was planted again and again, keeping this one tree alive. Soon it became several trees. Branches and figs from the first tree were replanted in both hemispheres. One is in Hawaii. In 2012, a sapling that could be traced back to the original tree was brought to California. There is no flowering plant in the world that is older than this, the Bodhi tree. In Sri Lanka, planted 2,300 years ago from a branch taken from the original tree that stood in Bihar, India, where Gautama Buddha attained enlightenment. Buddhism and Hinduism and people of many faiths and creeds know and respect the name of this tree. Hindi calls it Peepal. Tamil calls it the King's Tree. Thailand call it Po. And Cuba calls it the Alamo. Now that's easy to remember. It prefers full sunlight, thrives in hot, humid weather, and is used in traditional medicine to treat asthma, diabetes, epilepsy. It has yellow flowers and seeds that are used to make Buddhist prayer beads. Long live the Bodhi tree.
Hello, my name is John Chapman, and I have a secret. I've been working as an apprentice for Mr. Crawford, who runs the orchard. I think I've discovered who I really am. My pa told me to seek fortune out in the world. My ma encouraged me to offer the world something, something that would help this new country. Having walked from Massachusetts to Ohio, I think I've figured out my destiny. Mr. Crawford isn't too bad. He's taught me so much already. It was confusing at first, but I think I understand it. Mr. Crawford sends me to visit other orchards with seeds from our trees. He thinks that if we give our seeds to other orchards in exchange for seeds from their orchards, that all the orchards will be strong and healthier, just like a patchwork quilt is the warmest kind of quilt. Mr. Crawford sure is smart, but here's my idea. What if I carried apple seeds and seedlings and started nurseries from Ontario to West Virginia to Indiana? In time, everyone would know the taste of a delicious apple. Why sit here in Ohio waiting for a tree to bear fruit when I could follow my nose in a big loop, checking in on each little nursery along the way? I could meet the Native Americans and the Canadians. I could spread the gospel of health, charity, and the love of nature. I'm even considering becoming a vegetarian. My brother thinks it's the craziest idea. He called me Johnny Appleseed. The bears that sleep in the Rhine log, the raccoons that wash their apples in the creek, the loons that lift their wings above the clouds, they understand the world better than any of us. It may be the beginning of my journey, but like the trees I plant, I will grow and take root and cover this land in apples.
From Argentina to Ecuador, and known as Pachamama, Mother Universe, presiding over planting and harvest. From North America, Native Americans, I'm called Nokomis, and I provide the water of life that feeds all plants and animals. In Asia, I'm known as Lady Earth, beautiful one, wringing cool waters of detachment out of my hair. In Greek mythology, I am a goddess whose happiness covers the earth with life and whose grief covers the earth in snow. In dark ages, wanted to take away my crown, but they never turned away from my gifts. Do you know the story of the hippo and the 130-year-old turtle that became friends with the tsunami? I had a hand in that. Not with the part where the baby hippo was tangled in fishing ropes, but with the unusual but affectionate relationship between the two animals that would remind the world to be there for each other and to cling to life with an open heart. Do you know the story about the little bird that visited Bernie Sanders on the podium in Portland, Oregon? I had a hand in that too. Our leaders must listen to even the tiniest voices. Many may principles and politics protect and respect the earth and all the kaleidoscopes that earth calls a home. Do you know the story of Sir Isaac Newton? Honestly, I didn't think dropping an apple on his head would create that kind of reaction. Even the smart ones need a nudge now and then. I stay involved, but when I look around this room, I see smart, hopeful, energetic faces that are also involved. You don't have to discover gravity to play a special part in the present and in the future of our planet. When inspiration opens your eyes, make the most of your moments of clarity and make a difference in your life, your community, and the wider world. So whether you sit beside me, or find yourself in a tangle, or even if you just flew in our doorway just for this moment, Mother Nature says, I'm glad we're in this world together.
Okay, let's see who's paying attention, Jim. Next slide. This is the buzzer. All right, you guys ready? Now, it's been a lot of fun. You've had a great time. I'm so thrilled to say that this is my seventh pageant. It's actually my tenth because we used to do the pageant twice. We used to have two services. Now we used to have one, and recently I got to perform my summer pageant in Salem. They want me to come back next summer as well. So I'm very excited to spread this movement of the pageant, the unrehearsed theater pageant. My slogan is, we don't rehearse, we just curse. And it's been great. So here's the buzzer. The buzzer is very simple. You can shout out your answers.
Preparation.
Okay, my wife is going to know a lot of it. Preparation is the key to success. So next slide, Jim. Who said it? Is that?
Alexander Graham Bell,
there you go. So this trip is my family and I, we got some money from somebody passed away. I don't know what happened, but we got some money and we're going to go to England. I thought, great, I'll
I'll learn some famous people. I sat down with my youngest, and we wrote down, like, anybody you could think of that was from England, and these are the people. And we got quotes from them to learn more about them. Next slide. Yeah. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, I heard it. Next slide. That is Florence Nightingale. Nice. Next slide. All right, before we go to the next slide, does anybody know? Oh, yeah, down there goes Jim. Next slide, Jim. Who's that? Yes, it is Charles Dickens. Nice. That's not the pictures that we got. Last time we did the initials, right? Now we're doing the pictures. Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens. Next slide. Next slide. Nice. Yeah, nice. All right. Nice.
I'll,
great. Let's do our final song.
Okay, so let's do this.
Let's bring up more time.
Johnny Appleseed, the Bodie Tree, and Elijah Pullman, and Mo Nature.
Thank you so much.
Some folks in the season, for pilgrimage and fasting. Some folks spend it in the moonlight, druid magic casting, whatever the reason.
There it is.
Enjoy the season. Put love and inspiration into your heart, whatever the reason. Enjoy the season. As one year ends, may peace and creativity start. Some folks spin the dreidel, with candles in the window. Some folks decorate Ganesha with colors from head to toe. Whatever the reason, enjoy the season. Put love and inspiration into your heart, whatever the reason. Enjoy the season. As one year ends, may peace and creativity start. Some folks wear a hijab, and some folks wear a cross. Some folks profess atheism, and some make applesauce. Whatever the reason, everybody stand up. Enjoy the season if you're able. Put love and inspiration into your heart. Who knows how to clap? Whatever the reason, enjoy the season. And one year and make peace and creativity start. Whatever the reason, enjoy it. But love it. I can hear you. Sing louder. Whatever the reason. There you go. Make peace and creativity start. Last line. As one year ends, make peace and creativity start.
A special thanks to David. How about if all the actors stand up and take a bow?